Happy Mammoth, the zero-compromise company behind Hormone Harmony, uses only clinically proven ingredients. No GMOs, fillers, or junk. Just pure, effective support. And get this, over 2.4 million women worldwide have rediscovered their vitality with Happy Mammoth. In a survey of 1,831 women, the results spoke volumes. 86% noticed easier weight management alongside a healthy lifestyle. 77% felt improvements in mood and well-being. And 100% said they finally felt like themselves again. Plus, it's backed by over 50,000 glowing reviews praising deeper sleep, calmness, and renewed energy. Ready to feel your harmonious best? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order of Hormone Harmony at happymammoth.com. Just enter code POSITIVE at checkout. Try it risk-free and join the millions who've reclaimed their spark. Visit happymammoth.com and use code POSITIVE today. Your journey to feeling balanced starts now.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Bible says in Ephesians 1, verses 13 and 14, "In you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory." You see, the Holy Spirit is our helper. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. The Holy Spirit has sealed us. He has sealed us as belonging to God. We are marked by the Holy Ghost. So to the one who asks, "How will I walk in wisdom and not fall back into my old sinful ways?" The Holy Spirit will help you do this. The Holy Spirit will be the one to strengthen you. Someone may be asking, "How can I remove this desire of sin within me? How do I break this cycle?" Well, it's the Holy Spirit that will help you walk in purity. It's the Holy Spirit that will give you the power to overcome those tempting desires of the flesh. Someone might be asking, "How do I live with boldness? How do I live as a fearless Christian in these evil days?" Well, saints, the Holy Spirit will give you power and authority. He will be your help. It's the Holy Spirit who will help you to understand and discover God's will for your life. But the key for us is willingness. Are you willing for your heart to be invaded by the Holy Spirit? Are you willing to be filled by the Holy Spirit, to be led by Him, counseled by Him? Will you allow Him to work in you and through you? I encourage you to open up your heart. Open yourself up to the Holy Spirit.
What does it really mean to be a Christian? What does it mean to be a godly person, a godly man or woman? What are some of the characteristics of a true believer in Christ? Well, a godly person is someone who is wholly devoted to chasing God's own heart. This means that this person knows, this person has knowledge, they have an understanding of who God is, and they crave for the Lord. A true believer longs to be in God's presence. They abide in Him always. There's a hunger about them when it comes to the things of the Lord. A child of God is wholly devoted to chasing the Lord. And finally, a true believer in Christ is aligned. And that's a key word. They are aligned. Aligned to God's will, aligned to God's word. In John chapter 15, verse 1 to 2, Jesus spoke these words. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Verse 5 to 7 then goes on to say, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. Jesus Christ said, I am the true vine. And I believe that when he refers to the branches, he is referring to the true believers who by faith have an interest in and a union with Jesus Christ.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
These are the branches of the vine here spoken of. We have to realize that it's important for us as believers, as born-again children of God, we have to abide in Christ. The Son of God says, He who abides in me bears good fruit. Now, I for one take this very seriously. God isn't playing with us when it comes to us abiding in Him and producing fruit. He isn't playing because He sets our clear marker. He draws a line and says, if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned. God's not playing with us. So what kind of fruit are you producing in your life? Are you connected to the true vine? Are you abiding in Him? If the Lord were to examine your every action right now, your every deed, your thoughts, and all your intentions, what would He find? Would there be evidence that you are producing good fruit? I believe that this passage of Scripture isn't one of those feel-good gospel passages that make you walk away feeling warm inside. This challenged me. Our God is good, yes, indeed. He is compassionate and loving and kind. But He is not to be mocked. You are either producing fruit or not. And whichever side of the coin you land on, there are conditions and consequences. This challenged me to my core. How am I living? How does Jesus, the true vine, see me? God must be reverenced and recognized as a holy God. We should stop trying to mix Him in with the things of this world. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. Stop holding the Bible with one hand and holding the world in the other. We can't be half in and half out. There's no sitting on the fence. You're either a branch that bears fruit in Christ, meaning you're a Christian who is hot, on fire, and burning for the Lord, or you're the opposite, a branch that has been cast out and withered. Now, when a believer is connected to Christ, when a branch is connected to Christ, that branch feeds on the Word of God. That believer meditates on the Word of God. Matthew 4, verse 4 is written, "Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." A believer connected to the true vine is nourished by the Word of God. And one of the fruits that the Word of God produces is faith. Romans 10, verse 17. "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." You see how that all comes together? And we could go further to say that a branch connected to Christ must meditate on the Word of God so that they can grow in their faith. Because without it, without this fruit of faith, it's impossible to please God. Now, I would like to summarize the key characteristics of a true believer. A Christian who bears good fruit in Christ loves the Lord their God with all their heart and soul. They also love their neighbor as they love themselves. A Christian who bears good fruit in Christ leans not on their own understanding. In all their ways, they submit to the Lord. A Christian who bears good fruit in Christ will be in the world, but not of the world. That's why we are called to come out from among them. That's why we're told, "Be separate and set apart." It's because we bear good fruit, and that good fruit should not be contaminated with this world or with sin. A branch that abides in Christ should demonstrate what Galatians 5, verse 22 to 23 says. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law." All of these refer to your spiritual life, the type of fruit you should be producing in your walk with Christ. And so, I urge you, live a life that is fruitful in Christ. The more fruit we bring forth, the more we abound in what is good, the more our Lord is glorified. In order for you and I to be fruitful, we must abide in Christ. We must have union with Him by faith.
How do I know if I have the Holy Spirit? Or rather, the question should be, what are the effects of the Holy Spirit in my life? What are the signs that I am indeed living under the influence of the Holy Spirit? Now, have you ever noticed that the best preacher in the world, the most dynamic, the most charismatic minister in the world cannot get you to change your life? They cannot change your heart. They cannot preach. They cannot teach. They cannot reveal to you anything new that will change your life. And why do I say that? I say that because for someone to change their life, there needs to be a conviction. A persuasion has to take place inside of you. It's deeper than simply being told to change. A doctor, for example, can tell you that you need to change your diet, but it's the pain in your body that makes you, that convicts you to make the change and listen to the doctor. In the same way, all a preacher can do is tell you to change your diet of sin to a diet of righteousness. And then it's the Holy Spirit that convicts and twists and turns your heart and soul to repentance. All that an evangelist can do is speak the gospel. All they can do is preach Jesus Christ. All they can do is preach repentance, but it's the Holy Spirit that convicts you to change. It's the Holy Spirit that moves within you and persuades you to change your life. Another man, another woman standing on a pulpit with a microphone can never lead you to make a change in your heart and in your life. The Holy Spirit can, however, lead you to change your heart. A pastor, a bishop, none of these people under their own skills or abilities can lead you to make a change and recognize that the hidden things in your life are sin. It's only through the Holy Ghost. Now, when you and I confess that Jesus Christ is our personal Lord and Savior, when we received Christ in our hearts, we received the Holy Spirit by faith. And it's interesting that there are so many layers to the Holy Ghost. In Galatians chapter 5, between verse 16 and 25, we're told in several different ways how our conduct should be, how our lives should be as believers who are filled with the Holy Spirit. Take note of these statements. Verse 16, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Verse 18, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is, and the Bible lists them. Verse 25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Four different statements here. Walk in the Spirit, be led by the Spirit, bear the fruit of the Spirit, and live in the Spirit. Your entire life as a believer is determined, influenced, guided by the Holy Spirit. And so going back to my initial point that the Holy Spirit, not the pastor or the preacher, the Holy Spirit convicts you to change your life and turn away from sin. And that's only the beginning. So to the one who asks, how will I walk in wisdom and not fall back into my old ways? The Holy Spirit will help you do this. How can I remove this desire of sin? The Holy Spirit will help you walk in the Spirit, and He will give you the strength to fight those tempting desires of the flesh. How do I live with boldness as a fearless Christian in these evil days? The Holy Spirit will give you power and authority. He will be your helper. It's the Holy Spirit who will help you to understand and discover God's will for your life. The key for us is willingness. Are you willing to be absorbed, to be filled by the Holy Spirit? Will you let Him walk in you and through you? Furthermore, the Holy Spirit challenges you. He challenges you to do right. I've too often heard that still small voice within me saying, you need to pray today. Have you read God's word? This isn't something you should be listening to. The Holy Spirit challenges you to live right, to examine yourself even, and to see all that's hindering you. It's a beautiful thing to have the Holy Spirit and welcome Him into your life.
Don't ever underestimate the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't underestimate the influence of the Holy Spirit. It's through the power of the Holy Spirit that we are convicted of sin. And as believers, we ought to desire to be filled, sealed, and sanctified by the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that reveals God's will for our lives. It's the Holy Spirit that teaches us the ways of God, His principles, and His precepts. It's the Holy Spirit that reveals the deep revelations of God to us. It's the Holy Spirit that guides believers into all truth. It's the Holy Spirit that helps us in our weakness and intercedes for us. So make no mistake, we need the Holy Spirit. We must have Him to lead us.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/RedCircle, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/RedCircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/RedCircle.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.